those are the comments from Ofcom.
It's now 16 minutes to nine. In early February, Dr. Maria Pantelic tweeted that her baby, Sasha, had passed away in her womb at 36 plus weeks. I'm exposing my pain here, she wrote, because Sasha will always be my son and because I can't bear the silence and self-stigma around stillbirth. She's not alone. One in 250 births in England is a stillbirth. It's defined as an unborn baby dying after 24 weeks of pregnancy. I've been speaking to Maria about her experience. She told me first about going into hospital after realising Sasha was no longer moving as he had before.
Once we went to hospital, they tried to hear Sasha's heartbeat and they couldn't. Then they turned on an alarm and put me in a wheelchair, rushed me to the labour ward, where a sonographer, I think, tried desperately to find Sasha's heartbeat through a scan, and she couldn't. And she just looked at me and said, I'm so sorry.
And once you'd been told that in the hospital, what happened next?
I just went into a completely primal state and screamed. For 5 minutes, I just couldn't. I just screamed from the top of my lungs. I couldn't cry. I was in so much shock. And they then took us to a bereavement suite. I didn't know that it was a bereavement. They just took us into a room that looked comfortable, that didn't look like a hospital, that had dim lights, and it had a view of the sea, and it had a pull-out bed so that my partner and I could sleep in the same bed. And it had, you know, loads of pamphlets and resources to understand what was happening. And I was told that they recommended natural delivery, that they didn't recommend a C-section, and that I would have to wait for another 2 days for induction to begin.
And did you go home, or did you stay in the bereavement suite for those 2 days?
We stayed, thankfully.
And at home, I imagine, at that stage, you're in your 37th week, so you must have had everything ready to bring a new baby home from the hospital, the clothes, the cot, everything that you would need.
Yeah, and more so, I couldn't imagine leaving the hospital pregnant still, seeing people excited, you know, bumping into somebody. I think if I hadn't been in that bereavement suite, I don't know what sort of a birth experience I'd have had. I don't know if I'd have been strong enough to hold Sasha after he was born. But this way I had 2 days for the dust to start settling, and then I could just really make the most of my limited time with his beautiful little body.
We think, of course, of birth as the moment of bringing new life into the world, but you had to go through the process of giving birth to Sasha, of delivering him, knowing that he was not alive.
How
did you cope with that? Can you describe it?
We did a lot of breathing exercises, and once the contractions sort of started, I again kind of, something happened, and I managed to get into that kind of primal birth mode and just focus on getting through that, for it was the last thing that I could really do for Sasha. And my partner and I had written down some affirmations that he kept repeating to me, things like, I love you, Sasha had a beautiful life, he was never alone, every contraction brings us closer to holding Sasha. And I wouldn't say the birth was the most difficult thing I've ever done. I would say it was an honor, and I think I'm not traumatized from the birth. I think the traumatic experience was finding out that Sasha wasn't alive anymore.
When you tweeted about Sasha, you said the only thing worse than losing a child is the thought that they might be forgotten. If you don't know what to say to people who've lost a child, say sorry, say that you are lost for words, use the child's name, and consider remembering their birthday.
Yeah. I think a lot of people worry that they're going to upset bereaved parents and they're lost for words. The parent is never going to forget that birthday. So saying that you're thinking of them and you're thinking of their beautiful child I speak for myself, it's never ever going to upset me, and every bereaved parent that I've spoken to since Sasha passed away feels the same.
You also wrote about the silence and self-stigma around stillbirth. Is that something you still feel, that you hesitate telling some people about what happened or talking to people about what happened?
Losing a baby at any age, and also losing a baby through stillbirth, is traumatic. And whenever we experience anything traumatic, it's really normal to feel ashamed and to feel guilty. It just happens. I have decided that I'm just going to tell everyone, because I couldn't bear the thought of Sasha being a secret, or of Sasha being someone who's not spoken about. But it doesn't mean that I'm still not struggling with these feelings of shame and guilt.
And is your determination now to try and make sure that not just NHS care, because it sounds like you were well supported by the NHS and by your hospital, that there is good care everywhere, and not just the NHS, all kinds of other services?
I think in terms of mental health support, that's been really limited. So far, we've gotten nothing through the NHS. I'm in the process of a referral. It's been a very messy, complicated process. It's been more than 2 months, and I still haven't spoken to a mental health specialist through the NHS. The most helpful thing that we received through the NHS is our community midwife, who just happens to be an amazing person. Her name is Lucy, and she would just come and visit once a week, a few times after Sasha passed away, and basically just her hugs.
Maria, tell me Sasha's birthday.
21st of January.
The 21st of January. So that is the day on which you'll remember him for the rest of your life, but that will be the day that you would want everyone to remember as his birthday.
Yeah.
And that's the advice you'd give other people as well.
Yeah, just remember the birthday. I mean, take the parents' lead, but, you know, don't be afraid to say I love you. Don't be afraid to say I'm thinking of you and your beautiful baby. And don't take it personally if people are acting very strange. There's nothing normal or acceptable about the situation.
Dr. Maria Pantelic, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And Maria is now fundraising for another hospital near her, which doesn't have a bereavement suite, and is hoping to manage to see one put into that particular hospital. If you've been affected by a stillbirth, you can find information and support via the BBC Action Line. Go to bbc.co.uk/actionline.
9 minutes to nine. Ukrainians wanting to come to the UK can, from today, start applying for visas to be sponsored by British families. More than 100.